Here is a question. What did these famous people have in common?
The Duke of Wellington, the writers Shelley and George Orwell, Prince William and Prince Harry.
Any ideas? Well, they were all educated in the boys' only school, Eton College in the UK.
Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask About Britain.
欢迎收听 Ask About Britain 英国问答节目，我是 Helen， 和我在一起的是本周特约嘉宾金露同学。
大家好，我是金露。
刚才我们提到的那些名人，他们有着相同的一点，就是他们都是伊顿公学院毕业的。Eton College is their common link. And Jin Lu, you were very interested in this school, weren't you?
That's right. It's such a famous school, and I was very interested in its history.
Well, your wish was granted. 能亲自到伊顿采访真的是很难得的机会。
My name is Tony Little, and I am the headmaster of Eton College.
Tony Little, 伊顿校长虽然姓 Little, 小。可是他的个子可真不小。
Well, there's nothing little about him. Compared to us, he was in fact a giant.
Firstly, could you please introduce to our readers or users, briefly about the history of Eton College and some of the defining traditions of the school?
Well, that is a short question and would need a very long answer because Eton was founded in the year 1440.Which means that Eton has been a school now for 569 years, which is a long time. And it's an unbroken tradition of education here. And that builds a considerable tradition. And over the years, simply by virtue of the fact that Eton has been here so long, there have been a lot of really rather interesting young men who were educated here.
Mr. Little 介绍说，伊顿成立于1440年，已经有了近570年的历史。
The educational tradition has never been broken here.
Never been broken, 就是从来没有间断过。所以悠久的历史也让伊顿形成了很多传统，出了不少名人呢。
Yes, there have been a lot of interesting young men who were educated at Eton.
从伊顿毕业的学生都被称为 Old Etonians, 老伊顿。英国历史上有18位首相都是从这里毕业的。
那么伊顿公学院的门槛是不是很高呢？普通老百姓的孩子们有没有机会进伊顿呢？
Bear in mind, Eton has taken scholarship boys from poor families for over 500 years. So there's a long tradition of having people from different backgrounds. It's one of the defining features of Eton that there has been this mix from the very, very beginning.
我听 Little 校长的介绍，是穷人家的孩子也有机会上伊顿，但是要看能不能考到奖学金 scholarship。这个奖学金的历史是学校最初建立时就有的。
来自不同社会背景阶层的人 ，people from different backgrounds。伊顿并不像很多人想的那样，只有富人和贵族才能进，普通人还是有机会的。
But it is a selective school, and so I asked, what kind of students are they looking for?伊顿愿意收怎样的学生呢？
And by being successful, we mean that it's a boy who is reasonably intelligent, but who has other interests. Because if you are a boarding student, you're in a fully residential school. To enjoy it, you need to be the kind of person who enjoys sports or music or art or drama, all these things. And also someone who has the energy and the desire to do these things well.
Reasonably intelligent, 只要不笨就可以了。
除了有一定的智商以外，最重要的呢，是看一个学生能不能适应住读学校的环境。
Yes, it's a boarding school or a fully residential school.
周末学生也都不回家，因此学生的其他兴趣爱好就很重要，像 sports, 体育 music, 音乐 art, 艺术 drama, 表演。都是伊顿的强项。
And the school is also looking for someone who has the energy and the desire to do well in these subjects.
Energy, 精力 desire, 向往渴望。这两点是伊顿在选择学生的时候比较看重的。另外我还问了一个问题，在男校里男生们有没有接触女生的机会呢？
No, I think that's a very...fair question in the modern age. I think there is a good place for single-sex schools, but they also do need to have social contact as well. And we do it through plays, for example, through drama, yes, through other types of activity, through these evening society meetings where we have people in from other schools, as well as the usual social events.
伊顿也会和周边其他学校举办一些集体活动，比如演话剧 plays 和俱乐部 society meetings，
这些都创造了男生和女生们接触的机会。
Today it feels very different. In the age of the internet and ease of contact, there's a lot of people here at the weekends. You'll see a lot of girls visiting, parents visiting. It's a much more open, fluid place than it was.
现在的伊顿工学院比以前可要开放多了。It's more open and fluid than it was. Fluid 是液体，但在这里指流畅的。到了周末，有很多女孩子和家长都会来学校看男友或者是他们的儿子。
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
我们的节目就要结束了。希望通过金露对伊顿工学院 Little 校长的采访，让大家今天对这所著名的中学有了一定的了解。
So Helen, would you send your little Leonard to Eton?
Maybe, if I win the national lottery. And how about you?
Well, it's too early to talk about that.
It's true, and you might have a girl. And we know that for sure, Eton will not become a mixed school in the foreseeable future. So that's all from us. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.